بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. Last week we spoke about istikhara. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said it is part of man's good fortune that he seeks Allah Ta'ala's guidance and goodness from Allah Ta'ala in his matters, and he should be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees. And it is from his misfortune that he leaves out istikhara, seeking Allah Ta'ala's guidance, seeking Allah's goodness in his matters. And it is also from his misfortune to become upset after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed and ordained. In the last hadith of this chapter, as Jabir ibn Abdullah radiallahu anhu says, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach us to make istikhara in all our matters. And as we explained, that istikhara is not for matters that are compulsory, like for example performing salah or going for hajj. But istikhara is in matters where one has a choice. Mawlana Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi explains, for example, which package should I take for hajj? Which airlines should I use, for example? Which hotel should I stay in? So these things are matters of choice. But in the actual hajj, there's no istikhara for that. It has to be done. Allah Ta'ala has decreed, Allah has ordained. Salah has to be performed. But the amazing thing in this hadith is, كَمَا يُعَلِّمَنَا السُّورَ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to teach them to make istikhara, and used to teach them a dua of istikhara, just as you would teach us a surah of the Qur'an. So it shows the importance of this dua, how important it must be that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made sure they learnt it, like just like how they learn Qur'an al-Majid. يَقُولُ إِذَا هَمَّ أَحَدُكُمْ بِالْأَمْرِ فَلْيَرْكَعْ رَكْعَتَيْنِ مِنْ غَيْرِ الْفَرِيضَةِ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when any one of you intends to do a certain action or do something or embark on some important matter, then he should perform two rakats of salah, which is nafil salah, and then he should say, Allahumma inni astakhiruka bi'ilmik, واستقدرك بقدرتك واسالك من فضلك العظيم فانك تقدر ولا اقدر وتعلم ولا اعلم وانت علام الغيوب اللهم ان كنت تعلم ان هذا الامر خير لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبه امري وقال عاجل امري واجله فاقدره لي ويسره لي ثم بارك لي فيه وان كنت تعلم ان هذا الامر شر لي في ديني ومعاشي وعاقبه امري وقال عاجل امري واجله فاصرف عني واصرفني عنه واقدر لي الخير حيث كان ثم أرضني به. قال ويسمى ويسمي حاجته. So in this dua, which is a bit of a lengthy dua for an average person, a person is saying that, oh Allah, I seek your guidance and your goodness through your knowledge, and I seek strength through your power, and I ask you from your great grace. For indeed you are the one that decrees. I don't decree. I don't ordain. You know I don't know. And you are the knower of the unseen. O Allah, if you know that anna hadha al-amra, at this point when a person says hadha al-amra, this matter, then you should think of the reason that he's making istikhara for. For example, whether you should get married to a certain person. So you should think about that at this point. Anna hadha al-amra. O Allah, if you know that this matter is good for me regarding my deen, my life, and the outcome of my affair. And in one narration it is mentioned, أو قال عاجل أمري وآجله. In other words, short translation, in my near and my future matter, or in my present and my future. فقدره لي ويسره لي. So decree it for me then, and make it easy for me, and grant me blessings in it. And Allah, if you know that this matter is evil for me, it's not good for me, in regards to my deen and my life and the outcome, or my present and future, then turn it away from me and turn me away from it, and decree for me goodness wherever it may be, and make me pleased with it. So this is an important dua. We should try to learn it. As the hadith says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would teach us to make istikhara in all matters. One person really taught me something. He said, before employing someone also he makes istikhara. Sometimes we don't think of this, that before buying something, for purchasing a house, for example, whether that area is good for me, whether that neighborhood is good for me, whether there will be goodness for me in that house. So sometimes we don't think about this, we just go headlong into it, and then later on we are maybe unhappy or miserable, and we don't even realize that we never make istikhara. So this istikhara is extremely important in all matters where we have a choice, and it is also showing that, oh Allah, I am not in control, you are in total control. Oh Allah, I need you, I am your slave, and I need you. So Allah Ta'ala loves this. And by doing this, insha'Allah, ulama say, Allah Ta'ala will put khair in the decision that is made. Up till 7 days, they say, if a person is not sure of himself, so up to 7 days, he should make that istikhara. Insha'Allah, Allah Ta'ala will put it in his heart, the correct decision that he should make. Allah give us